Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the February 8th Sunday Mass's first reading. It's the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry. Shelter the oppressed and the homeless. Clothe the naked when you see them. And do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted. Then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. The word of the Lord. It's the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, and after a Sunday off, we're back to our old friend, the prophet Isaiah. This is classic Isaiah good news. And as we've seen, nobody does it better. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying here? What is his purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? Isaiah is announcing justice, plain and simple. But there are four interrelated messages. One, he, speaking as the Lord, commands the Israelites and us to perform three of the seven corporal works of mercy. This resonates deeply with us in a world and culture that at best ignores the poor, but frequently goes so far as to demonize them. Two, the righteous behavior of serving the needy and pursuing justice will be rewarded. We live in a society that does not reward selflessness and even punishes those who challenge the status quo. Isaiah tells us to persevere. 3. The Lord will rescue those who cry out to him. Address those before you in despair, whether it's because of physical disease, mental illness, behavioral addiction, substance dependency, domestic violence, financial troubles, or bullying. They are not alone. The Lord is with them. Be God's voice and his face, giving comfort and consolation. 4. Isaiah must have had a window open to 2026 for this one. He tells us to eliminate oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech. The people before you are oppressed seemingly 24/7 by the actions and words of leaders and politicians as disseminated by the media. Inspire the people before you to avoid such actions, to not reward or celebrate such sinful behaviors, but instead to boycott them. Condemn the bad news and be a beacon of Isaiah's good news. What lessons do you get from this reading? The opening line is, thus says the Lord. The first line, thus says the Lord, say boldly, highlighting thus, to create immediacy and presence in the here and now. This is God speaking. Insert a long pause after Lord. Then we have, share your bread with the hungry. Shelter the oppressed and the homeless. Clothe the naked when you see them. And do not turn your back on your own. Use a tender tone of voice and an intimate facial expression for this entire section. Emphasize share, shelter, clothe, not, back, and own. We have some wonderful parallelism with share your bread, shelter the oppressed, and clothe the naked. Emphasize each of those three verbs. Read shelter the oppressed and the homeless straight through without any pauses. If you want to have a more intimate and conversational style, instead of saying, see them, consider saying, see 'em. Have slight pauses after not and back. Next we have, then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. The tone of this section should be joyful, intimate, and heartfelt. Emphasize then, because it creates the bridge between the cause and effect of just actions and the Lord's reward. We have again some wonderful parallelism with your light shall, your wound shall, and your vindication shall. So emphasize the three nouns, light, wound, and vindication, in those segments. Also stress forth, quickly, before, and glory of the Lord. Have a slight emphasis on healed. In the last section, memorize, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard, so you can maintain eye contact with the congregation for the entire segment while smiling. Reconstruct, and the glory of the Lord, as a question rather than a statement. And if you can do so authentically, add a joyful tremble to the back of your throat. Pause after Lord, then joyfully answer the question with, shall be your rear guard. The next section. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. Again, emphasize then as the bridge between the cause and effect of just actions and the Lord's reward. Also highlight Lord, cry, help, and he. Memorize the section, you shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am, so you can maintain eye contact with the parishioners before you, picturing those in desperate situations. Deliver, you shall cry for help, and he will say, with a serious, intimate, and heartfelt demeanor. Pause after say, then break into a smile. There's more than one way to deliver those last three words. One is to use a soft and tender tone of voice with an intimate and heartfelt facial expression. Consider nodding your head reassuringly as if to say, here I am, comforting those before you in dire straits. Another option is to declare, here I am. Say it just like you would say these three words in everyday conversation, strongly emphasizing here, acknowledging the exclamation point. The next section. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, emphasize remove, oppression, false, malicious, bestow, bread, satisfy, and afflicted. Insert slight pauses after midst and hungry. Use a serious tone of voice for this segment, especially for oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, as the people before you are besieged by such behavior, likely starting the minute they leave church and return to the real world. The last segment. Then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. We start with yet another cause and effect then, connecting righteous behavior with its reward. Emphasize light and rise in the first line. Memorize, and the gloom shall become for you like midday, so you can fix eye contact on the congregation for this entire segment. Rephrase, and the gloom, as a question rather than a statement. Emphasize gloom. Deliver this entire segment with a serious and heartfelt air. Pause after gloom. Answer, shall become for you, highlighting become. Then add a special emphasis on you, focusing directly on the congregation sitting in the here and now. Break into a big smile and pause slightly. Continue maintaining eye contact with the people in the pews. And as if you're revealing a secret, then close with, like midday. If you can do so authentically, add a chuckle to the back of your throat for those last two words. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions. Because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Ambo.